final short segment with Juliet Bryant. Then I'm going to jam in Jack, Pablo, Ryan, Joseph, and Charles, because I got other news I want to hit that's really important. But Juliet Bryant, looking at all this and looking at what's coming out and seeing where culture is in general, do you think the elites that did this to you and others are in decline, or are they just been replaced with other people?
It does look like they're after them. I mean, you look like, you know, Bill Clinton, apparently they're not answering to the subpoena. Leslie Wexner, apparently they're after him as well. You know, Bill Richardson's dead, the man who they took me to his mansion and introduced me to him. It seems like a lot of these people are dropping dead. And I think we just need to send out a lot of love and positivity. And in America, who are you going to vote for? You're going to vote for a Democrat or a Republican. And that's not what it comes down to. You know, it's not about race. It's not about Democrat or Republican. This is about good versus evil. That's what it's about.
Well, it really is. So as negative as people get, and I get negative too, I think about how 20 years ago, maybe 1% of people knew about this. I'd say 30-40% know about these things today, and I see that number growing. So in a way, I'm very overall optimistic and positive about the fact that
humanity. Yes. You're totally right. It's about awakeness and awareness. It's like a chain reaction. And the more that people understand and the more that they do their own research and they get, you know, people on the right track, and people must just work on being, try to be a good person, you know. We all have our faults, but the thing is to just be good and not try to hurt anyone, you know. That's the main thing I'd say here, because those assholes, if anyone else is hurting anyone, I'd suggest they stop right now.
Well, I remember during the debate between Trump and Hillary, the last one, when he had the women raped by Bill Clinton in the audience, and how Bill Clinton got so upset. I would hope the next time there was a debate and like some Democrat that's been involved is there, that the Republicans ought to have you come, you know, to the event. Did you ever see any Republicans at Epstein's Island?
Well, that's the weird thing, is that I only met Epstein with Clinton and stuff. And then at Epstein's Island, there were only scientists and Michael Bay, you know, the movie producer. I didn't see anyone there, and I never saw any girls being trafficked to any other men. I only met Michael Bay and scientists. So they can say that girls are being trafficked to people. Apparently it did happen, but I didn't actually see that happening. We were all trafficked to Epstein. We were being taken to his room. But I don't think that as many girls, you know, I think there's a lot more going on here. Because also, like, Virginia Giffey having the lawsuit against Prince Andrew and getting £12 million settlement. If there were more girls who were abused by men in power, surely there would be more settlements. And, you know, also the whole way they opened up this case was they said that Virginia Giffey and Sarah Ransom were sex trafficked to Alan Dershowitz. But Virginia Giffey retracted her statement, and, you know, I don't know what happens, but basically they opened it up with sex trafficking through that. Because when you actually look at that, okay, there are 2,000 victims, but where are the men they were trafficked to? Because these girls would have lawsuits against them if there was, you know, something to do. And I think that's what we need to look at as well.
Well, you've got our information and contact. Anytime you've got some breaking news or analysis, we'd love to get you to pop on and talk about this, because this is like the string on the sweater that can unravel the whole thing, and it's basically already happening, and we're hot on their tail in 30 seconds.
Yeah, we're going to catch them, all of us together, right?
Real fast. What
You're on my side, real fast. I don't want to even talk about them again. I just want to catch them all. I just want them never to hurt anyone ever again.
I hear you. Well, we'll talk to you soon. Be safe. People can find you again on X at Juliet Bryant. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Alex. Have a lovely evening.
You bet. Bye. All right. We're going to come back with your phone calls. And I've got all this other news I haven't hit yet coming up. Stay with us.
In my kitchen, I cook what's right. Simple traditions, pure delight. Human beef tallow treats meals just right. Cook strong at high heat with a taste so bright. So get yourself to the Alex Jones store. Support the crew and the InfoWars.
Wake up, folks! Spread this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms!
The Podesta plan is in operation!
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, we had Juliette Bryan on. Very informative, very interesting. In the last hour, now we're going to take some phone calls before I hit some other news we haven't gotten to yet. Jack in Texas, thanks for holding. Then Pablo, Ryan, Joseph, and Charles. Go ahead, Jack.
Yes, I'm willing to tell you, I was taking your supplements. I'm a VIP member. And I'm crushing the people at the gym half my age. I love what you're selling. I'm doing like 12 sets of 25 reps, and the people who come around me, they don't even come near it. So I want to tell you, I love your supplement.
Well, thank you, sir. Well, I mean, look, we're not hyping. We go out and find whatever's the highest rated, works the best for stamina, libido, energy, immune system, overall health. What supplements did you get at thealexjonesstore.com, and what do they do for you?
Oh, the methylene blue, methylene red. I got the greens. I got just about probably almost all of them.
Well, the Optimal Human's amazing as well.
Yeah, the nitric boost. I mean, I take that and go to work out, and you just don't run out of energy. Your muscles don't hurt. I could actually do more than 12 sets of 25, but I just don't want to hog the machine. So it's great.
It really does work. Well, thank you for the support. I'm glad you trusted us, and I'm glad you weren't disappointed. Thank you so much. What's on your mind, Jack?
Okay, I was looking at this, when the illegals self-deport, they get $1,000 and a plane ticket. I was wanting to use the American people. If an app could be set up so that you could, if you know of someone if you know of someone in your subdivision has got like, eight people in the house or something, and you can turn them in, that if they are deported, they are actually illegal, and the government can use artificial intelligence to run the information out at that address. They get the $1,000 instead of the illegals because they're being deported without that $1,000.
No, I totally agree. And look, the average illegal costs millions of dollars over the years they're here. And some of them are nice people. I'm sorry, but they were all part of an illegal operation. They're part of an illegal voting operation in general. So we're going to have to break a few eggs to make omelets here. But notice the videos at Target and other places in Minnesota where they're grabbing illegals. They all scream, I'm a citizen. This is illegal. But it turns out they've got their ID. They know it's a fake. They've got the computer. Yeah. They know who they are. And they're not deporting citizens like you keep hearing. It's not true. We've heard that 100 times. It's never true. They're just saying that.
Yeah, and if you really want to deport, I want to use the American people as a force. So if these people are on government subsistence, if the government would pay out like, 3 months of equivalent, or what the 3 months of government subsistence to the person that turned them in, that would be a huge motivation for these people that are in that community to make money, because that criminals don't have
a conscience.
Yeah, and so they'll turn their buddy in. So if they got a big list, they can make a lot of money if they turn them in. So you'll motivate the community they're in. Also, you will get people that are paranoid that if they think their neighbor's going to turn them in, they'll go ahead and self-deport. So it's just a motivation there. I think it would get the American people on board to make money at it and get the people out.
I totally agree with you. It's not snitching when your country's under an enemy invasion, when they're being set up to vote against you to report these people. But if we let even their own buddies do it, that's even better. But the Democrats are everywhere. saying mobilize, fight ICE, get involved, vote. Well, we're simply countering it. And so you're absolutely right, sir. Thank you so much for the call. Sorry my voice is out today. I know it's annoying. I should be back soon. Certainly hope soon. Joseph in Texas, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for having me on. First time caller.
Welcome.
Been a long time listener. I've been listening to you since about 2010 when my buddy Roger turned me on to you, and I am so thankful and grateful for it. My question is a couple, and they're kind of intertwined. And I'm so thankful for your previous caller with what he was just talking about, because it's kind of what I was going to ask about. Why are we not using the emergency broadcast system to do almost exactly what that gentleman just said? Incentivize good people to come forward and turn in these illegals or anybody that's doing anything against our country, inciting violence, and offer them some sort of penance.
Well, Sherman, here's the problem. Here's the problem. We have thousands of leftists today that I even see saying, I'm going to kill ICE. You know, here's where the ICE officer lives. Go there, get his kids. We don't even need to tattle on them. They're everywhere. Why aren't they being enforced on? Why were innocent J6ers that high-fived the cops, were waved into the building to walk between the velvet ropes? Why aren't they? So I think it goes back to an enforcement issue where they are clear-cut saying, get your guns, go kill ICE. ICE is a Gestapo. ICE is criminal. None of that's true. They, you know, they don't have warrants. Yeah, because it's deportation orders. Totally different. I mean, it's crazy.
...ness around and use the public broadcast system just like they're using their MK Ultra on these people. And we can turn it around and use it for good for our people in the public broadcast systems. Explain the treason that's happening. Explain how the Insurrection Act can and should be used and empower the people with knowledge. That's going to wake up some of these brainwashed people who are kind
of just the authority
of
having it be over the emergency. Yeah, just the authority of having it come over the emergency broadcast system. Yeah, that's usually like 10 tornadoes just formed are coming to you in the next 5 minutes, or nuclear weapons have been dropped on us by Russia. They never really had to use it for that. But Obama and the globalists still have control of the repeal of the act we talked about earlier, where they can engage in domestic propaganda. Trump's never even taken control of that, which I don't think he should do. I think he should dismantle the propaganda and just have it be straight talk to the people, but have more direct straight talk. Because beyond the emergency alert system, back to a Roosevelt fireside chat, which he does in these press conferences and things, but him very personably talking right to the public with a PowerPoint at his desk, walking through, playing video clips, it'd be the most popular TV show in the world. And, you know, Elon would host a show with him. They had 1 billion viewers on their first program, never did another one. Instead, Trump obsesses over CBS News, like 1 million viewers, and cares about what they do because he's 79. He still thinks that's TV. He doesn't understand that a small YouTube channel has more views than 60 Minutes now. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense. And they, like you say, they're always listening to you. And I can't understand how they can hear these kind of things being spoken about and not take action with it. It's frustrating. They have the opportunity. They have Elon controls X. I'm sure he would allow them to have something like what you just mentioned, where it's a TED Talk every day. Here's what they're doing. Here's why they're doing it. Here's what we can do to counteract it, or here's how it's illegal. And that would wake a lot of people up out of their stupor.
Well, I mean, look, I saw Trump last night on Air Force One. He's like, in fact, we have the clip, I don't have time to play it, but he's like, you know, they're saying that the ICE officer ran over and did it, but she was in his face and she was blocking the police. And, you know, when she drives forward, you hear that big crunch. So he's like, it looks like to me that she did hit him. And they've got two different camera angles from the front showing him bounce off the hood. And I'm just day after day, I watch CNN, MSNBC show the clips and not show it and say, no, there's no proof. There's no proof. We need all these investigations. We need to put the guy behind bars. And I'm just like, because Trump needs people in his media operation that are in the game, that are, you know, the basically produce daily shows for him with himself or surrogates, that have all the clips, that have the latest info, where he can come out minute one when they're lying. I mean, literally, 2 hours into her being shot,
Yeah,
and then try to spend it. We already had the footage, which wasn't hard to get. We were looking at human intelligence coming out. It was on the local news. We already had it. So we already had the proof that he told the truth, and the other officers did. And again, they go, oh, he's cold-blooded. He wants to kill people. Folks, you think the average federal or state or local officer wants to kill a woman? You think they want all the trouble that a DA could put them in prison? That no, they don't want to do it, folks. Okay? But he'd already been drugged 300 feet and almost killed 6 months before. She did ram him, and he did pull the trigger. And maybe when she hit him and he bounced 2 feet up in the air and over the side of the car, maybe he did pull the trigger. Okay, maybe he had a pistol that was set to, you know, you get those handguns to fire all auto. Maybe he'd fired a 3-round. Because to me, it's like he's hit, boom, he bounces over the top, and you hear the boom, and then boom. So I think he got hit in the legs and knocked over and pulled the trigger. And he doesn't even want to say that. No, he's saying, no, I thought she was going to ram me and others, which maybe he's telling the truth, but it's so... it's so instantaneous that I don't know. Regardless, he was in a bad situation. She started it, and she rammed him with a car. So it's a good shoot. Am I happy it happened? No. It turned this communist loon bag into a martyr. But that's where it goes. Anything else?
Yeah, that's God's using that to wake people up with. And he's very lucky that ground was slippery, and his feet slipped out from under him, or he would have gotten run over. One last thing, just wanted to tell you that I take most all of your supplements. The greens, phenomenal. Ultra Methylene Blue, phenomenal. Shilajit, phenomenal. I'm 57 years old, and like your previous caller, too, I'm in the gym watching these gentlemen that are in their 30s, and it's sad. I feel bad for them. And I tell them, listen, you want some real energy that's pure and clean? You need to go and look at these products, and I'm constantly pushing your stuff.
Well, thank you, sir. Sorry, go ahead.
I really appreciate you. Your tenacity to persevere is very inspiring. Keep it up.
Well, I appreciate you, brother. Thank you. Yeah, folks, our job's simple, okay? Supplements before AI has been the fastest growing industry for 30 years. Now it's the second fastest growing. You go to all these big, nice grocery stores, half the store is supplements now because they really work. What do you think they make drugs out of? Compounds, herbs, natural molecules. They just tweak them so they can put a patent on them. Now, we go out and find what is the hottest, what is the best, what has the highest ratings, what is the best seller, and we sell you that. It ain't in reinventing the wheel. It's not rocket science, folks. It's not. And the methylene blue, the methylene red is a game changer. The Shilajit, all the products are incredible. 40% off today. Today only, a one-day flash sale. And you can get put in for both of the trucks this week. So that every 2 months there's a crossover week where you get 50x entries every purchase you make to win the sweepstakes and $10,000 cash per vehicle. So that's there. I'm very, very thankful for all your support. I'm very, very thankful for Bigly and the great work they do. They're there who keeps us on air. So be sure to do your shopping at TheologyStore.com. It'll be the reason we're always going to be on the air. Let's go to Ryan in Wisconsin. Ryan, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing? Wanted to touch a little bit about the revision of the vaccine schedule by RFK Jr. and the MAHA movement and the traction that he's been able to gain, you know, whether or not we agree with everything that the Trump administration is rolling out in the past few months. I think we can all agree that RFK Jr. is doing he's doing God's work and wanting to make our children healthier. My wife and I just recently had a baby. And we're trying to navigate this new vaccine schedule. You know, looking at the rollback was a clear indication that the old one was antiquated, way too many injections in the first couple of years of life. What would be your advice to new parents like myself who are trying to navigate this new information that's coming out? Do we vaccinate? Do we not vaccinate? Do we delay vaccination? You know, we all know the side effects from the heavy metal toxicity. And it seems like a lot of these vaccines are geared towards, quite frankly, antiquated diseases that are not prevalent in society anymore. So do you anticipate RFK rolling back the schedule further? Do you think that we're done? Do you think, you know, what would be your advice to a new parent like myself trying to navigate this new world of information?
Well, that's a great question, and thanks for the call. Let me roll through this, Ryan, and try to give you my take. And you should make your own decisions, and you know, you have your own brain that I respect. Kennedy is at light speed compared to most political systems, dismantling the fluoride in the water, the poison dyes, the shots, banned the new mRNA shot money. Now it's making them do double placebo blind studies on the shots, both current and new ones coming out. And so basically he's used their own regulations against them to dismantle them. He's taken liability protection away from most of the shots, which means the companies won't sell them without the liability protections from the 1986 Vaccine Damage Fund. But most importantly about all of this is that, yeah, they are making the schedule where 20 years ago it was 6-7 shots, you know, in the first year. Now it's, you know, 30-something shots, and by the third year it's over 80. And so you can argue that it's well known that the science of learned immunity, artificially learned immunity, is real. But with it, you get any side effects, you get any issues, and the downside of it. So I wouldn't trust Big Pharma with all they've been caught Trojan horsing into the so-called vaccines. Then most of the stuff they call vaccines now, like, oh, a vaccine to cure you from smoking cigarettes, a vaccine to cure you from opioids. No, it goes in with a virus, depending on the, there's different ones, and eats parts of the brain that absorb that, so you no longer even have a taste for it because it just ate those receptors. Well, those receptors also give you euphorics when you do the right thing, or when you win the race car race, or you win the whatever, you know, the endorphins. So a lot of these things they call vaccines are actually mutagenic reprogramming systems or viral lobotomy programs. And just total mad scientist behavior that's designed to leak into your genes, designed to permanently damage your body. So, yeah, here's the current dose as in 2019. It's 72. You notice that's the latest chart. They got a chart out I just saw about a month ago from 2025, and it's over 84 shots now. 84 shots. And, yeah, you say antiquated for diseases that really aren't even around anymore. Most polio is caused by the polio vaccine. AP Reuters headlines, type it in. Majority of new polio cases worldwide caused by the vaccine. And it's Bill Gates' vaccine. But more importantly, take hepatitis. It is sexually transmitted from anal sex and intravenous drug users. So why do they give a dangerous, very strong vaccine at birth to babies with a horse needle that has the record of some of the worst side effects and problems? It's just the murder of common sense logic. Since when do they give pregnant women shots? Up until about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, you never gave a pregnant woman a shot. Everybody knew that. Now they say, oh, pregnant women need double shots. That was released by the feds about 5 years ago. Doesn't it make sense? Well, if you tell them to give pregnant women shots, it makes no sense. Say give them double, and it sounds so crazy, they'll buy it. There it is, more polio cases now caused by vaccine than wild virus, AP. So most tetanus is not really, most of the tetanus shots you get out there don't actually protect you from tetanus. Tetanus is extremely rare. Most of the times you actually even get it, nothing happens. You've got to have barnyard manure from like horses. It's got to be growing on the metal to get into you. It's not just stepping on rusty metal. I can't tell you how many times I had nails go through my feet or whatever, running through construction sites. And the only vaccine I've ever had was a tetanus shot. Because my dad was always like, no, he's not getting that. No, he's not getting this. But I did have blood draws and stuff. He had my blood tested and stuff. When I remember, I was like 3 years old. He wanted my blood tested for some reason. I remember getting a bunch of blood sucked out of my arm. But he did give me a tetanus shot. I was about 10 because I was running around a construction site, you know, cutting through. And I stepped on a board with a nail all the way through my foot. But he thought it could still be an issue. So he, and here's what he said. He said, yeah, let me, we'll go into my clinic because, you know, he's a physician. A couple of days, he called up the pharmacy and ordered what he called a clean vaccine. And he ordered some high-end tetanus shot and gave me a shot of that. So he told me, he said, a lot of the elites and establishment actually get clean vaccines for themselves. And decades later, I saw the London Guardian, you know, European elites actually get clean vaccines in secret. So it's not that it doesn't work sometimes. It's that you can't trust it. And so I have four children. And none of them have had any vaccines in their lives. But one of them, who was a teenager during COVID and decided to buy into the bull and decided to not live with me for a year and took the one Pfizer shot and got serious health problems from it. And that person is going to be 18 in about a month and a half. And I'm going to be happy to talk about it then. But until they're an adult, I'm not going to. But, you know, it's something else. So if I was you, I wouldn't take any of it. Pablo in New Mexico, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Howdy from New Mexico, Mr. Jones. Been listening since like late 90s, early 2000s. You got like 3 years on me. I appreciate all the bumper music you use. I relate to it. Real quickly, my main point. But if you can imagine the landscape of our country, if we had free and fair elections, the stem of 90% of the problems that we're are facing right now has to do with not having true representation. And I've been working with patriots and professionals from all over the country. And one of the state leads here in New Mexico for Mr. Lindell's Cause of America. Thank you for giving him a voice. Also, I just want to say that New Mexico has been under Democratic control since inception in 19, last in everything, every category, education, welfare, you name it. Crime is off the charts here. We're also, I believe, the petri dish of the country. They push tests and push things as far as they can here before they implement them nationwide. And implement their agenda across the country. New Mexico, along with Georgia, is an all-Dominion state. I really do feel there are experts and professionals that you can have on your show to expose us even more, because I do feel if we can get rid of the machines and have free and fair elections, hand-count paper ballots across our country, the whole landscape of our country, especially my state, would change drastically almost overnight if we could do that.
Well, I totally agree. There's almost nowhere that's actually blue. We've seen the proof. It's all come out per jurisdiction. I caught them 25, 26 years ago, multiple elections I oversaw, literally stealing the elections in front of us. The state board said it's true, but we're still going to certify it. You're right. Thanks for the call. All right, I'm going to go to break. I'm going to come back with one more call, Charles. In Georgia, then I got two special reports I want to go to that are really, really important. And then the war room with Harrison Smith in 31 minutes from now, 32 minutes from now. He'll be taking over. Always informative. You don't want to miss that. So thank you so much. Remember, you are the Paul Revere's. You're the reason we're able to reach people. You're the reason we have a big effect, and I want to thank you for that. That's why, despite the fact my voice is out, I'm not saying I'm doing you a favor or anything. I want to be here. It's a real honor to get to talk to you, a real honor to get to be on air, despite the fact that I've been doing a lot of extra work lately, so I'm a little tired today, but doesn't matter. History's happening, and it's very exciting to be here and be able to communicate with you all, because the bad guys are in full panic mode because they're losing. We'll be right back.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the Sea Moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the Sea Moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The Methylene Blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, that has like a decent flavor. to it. So the optimal human is like a daily staple.
It's for good, me. Right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And, okay. And I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones Fisher is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's
like,
amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it, like, happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, this is not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize it until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. No, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thanks for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on. For your mind.
You know, Lyndon LaRouge got demonized by people a lot, but he really was a visionary. He was good friends with Ronald Reagan. He did inform Ronald Reagan on a lot of the plans that Reagan actually implemented. That's why they got so pissed off at him and put Lyndon LaRouge in prison for claiming like 5 or 6 credit card chargebacks that they didn't return to the magazine. But his group's back under a new name, and I'm saying their information's good. I don't know if you should join them or get involved with them. I'll leave it at that. At least in the past, they had a little bit of a pressure tactic to, you know, really get involved. But the Promethean Action on X does a great job analyzing what Trump's real geopolitics are. It's not hype. It's real. We'll get to part of that. I want to get to a John Bound report breaking down what's happening in Minnesota and how important it is. And McBreen put out a new AI video that is so crisp and so clean and so good. It's just next level, kind of a modern twist on They Live. That's coming up here in just a moment first. But right now, let's go to Charles in Georgia. Charles, last caller, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm good, other than my voice being shot.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to you being better on that regard for your sake. Hey, I've been a listener since you were 25 years old, so most every day. So I'm up there in age. let me say that the overall conversation over the last few hours, days, weeks, you name it, on InfoWars, after taking all the information in and the callers' points of view, the movie The Matrix seems to inform me the best on what the human condition needs to deal with. You know, Morpheus says that to Neo that they don't know who constructed the Matrix, but it's all around us and it makes us almost as slaves to it. And of course, the intro scene showed Neo in this machine that had him all plugged up, putting things in him, I'm sure, to disable his awareness and then to take the strength out of him to empower the very thing that has him captive. Well, for human beings, it seems to me that we have been primarily disobedient to the fundamentals of natural law and forget the concept of what we call God. Now, what I mean by that, we have not acknowledged in our daily walk the two vibrations enough of good and evil, because what we've done through, in my mind, an acceptance of cognitive dissonance, we see evil around us, but we don't hate it. We don't eschew it like it's necessary for us not to succumb to it in our personal lives, in our city.
There was
in our
There was a video yesterday I sent the crew that basically dealt with that. I'll find it on yesterday's list and play it tomorrow, I promise, where we don't get upset enough about evil. We don't counter it enough. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, there's only two basic vibrations that humans have to deal with, and that is the thing. Look, we're built to gravitate towards the things of pleasure that makes us feel good. We repel, like all animals on this planet, to run away from things that make us feel bad. But we can look at things like the Federal Reserve Bank. We understand that when we give this so-called concept of government immensely more power. See, the concept to me, Alex, is most things in the natural world are in a state of balance. Human beings are the only beings of consciousness that look ourselves in the mirror and allow things to go so far out of balance that we lose control of the things we should be in control of. Now, if we work like Donald Trump did over the years as a builder and construction person, he would hire people that would know what the correct tensile strength of metal is, the setting of concrete, the structure of glass you need to build a 50-story building. They would be experts and have expertise in their particular point, things that they do to build a building successfully. But we don't do that as human beings in our society. We let our school systems go bad. We let our politicians go bad because we're not thinking as higher natured beings. Let me, I could talk for hours, but let me say this quickly. I know you got to go to other things. This concept's on the web, and everybody should look at this, called Type 1 Civilization. And what it deals with is there anything out there in the universe that has conquered sickness, conquered war? Well, how do you get there? Let's say as human beings, as the concept is, if we have no vision, we will perish. So I don't think the average human being collectively has said, where do we want to go from here? What do we want our society to be like? The only way we can get there, in my opinion, is to do like a scientist. I'm not going to hire, nobody's going to hire me as any kind of construction engineer if they set me down at a table and I can't even tell them how to do what needs to be done. And most of us have lost the intellect on how to rule our lives. We've lost the sense of our personal
self. No, I hear you. We're the only creature on Earth that supposedly can control our environment, but instead, as individuals, we've given control of our environment over to the technocrats in those societies. Thank you for the call. I won't have time to get to the Lyndon LaRouche video, but I am going to get to this They Live and John Balance report. Then the war room's going to start, but I'm going to make a note. Tomorrow, I will get to that video. I think the headline's like, we need to stop building our civilization around conforming to the worst. I'll find it, but it's really powerful. Also, Bukele gives out a big secret that I read in Brzezinski's books about how the establishment keeps crime around to control the population. when they could easily just basically shut it down. And then also a bunch of other reports I didn't get to, but I will get to those tomorrow, despite all the other stuff we're obviously be covering. Then got some big guests tomorrow as well. But thank you all for your calls. Just briefly, we're listener-supported. We have the new World War II limited edition trench knife. By limited edition, skull crusher, brass knuckles. It's got the livest fire with its beauty, one of my quotes. And then it's got the pretty, you know, very conservative 1945 pinup girl from, you know, the side of a B-17. It's a nice knife. It's really high quality. And we've already sold more than half of them. It's limited edition. So get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. You've got until Friday. Any purchase on the site puts you 50X in to win one or both of the two super trucks and $10,000 cash on each one. You could win both, but it's 50X entries at the end, and that always is puts you in the head of the line to win. There's so many other great deals there. I want to thank you all for your support. Here is those two reports.
What's your problem? I said, what's your problem?
How are you today, sir?
Okay, how's it going?
Fine, thank you. Thank you, sir. Here you are, sir. Thank you. Hey, buddy. You gonna pay for that or what? Look, buddy. I don't want no hassle today. Either pay for it or put it back.
Did Bob make you go to John and Mary Ellen's
last night?
I was shocked. She served blue corn tortillas. It's so dated.
The feeling is definitely there. It's a new morning in America. Fresh, vital. The old cynicism is gone. We have faith in our leaders. We're optimistic as to what becomes of it all. It really boils down to our ability to accept. We don't need pessimism. Our ideal of vision.
I've got one that can see.
No matter how much smarter you are than me, I will still always have one thing over you, and that's treachery.
right? That's the one thing that old people excel at, is treachery.
In the United States federal law, sedition primarily refers to seditious conspiracy under 18 U.S. Code 2384. This occurs when two or more persons conspire to overthrow, put down, or destroy by force the government of the United States.
We have soldiers in training and prepared to be deployed if necessary. I remind you, a warning order is a heads up for folks. And these National Guard troops are our National Guard troops.
Because you work at the federal government, that you somehow have absolute immunity from committing crimes? That's not true in any law school in America, whether it's Yale or Villanova or anywhere else. That's not true.
Show up and use your voice. Put your body on the line.
Our Constitution, written by our founders, is intended to protect us against a threat identical to Donald Trump. Someone who seeks power at all costs to get more power.
If any of them want to come in this city and commit a crime, you will not be able to hide. Nobody will whisk you off. You don't want this smoke, because we will bring it to you. And the fake, whatever they call them, because I can't say the name, but the criminal in the White House would not be able to keep you from going to jail.
No, people are out marching and all today, and we need to speak up. We need to be out there and shut this rogue government down, because it's just awful what they're doing to people.
There's what's called the 3.5% rule, which is that if you look at authoritarian regimes of various kinds all over the world over the last, like, century, once you have 3.5% of a population protesting nonviolently against a dictator or an authoritarian, that is essentially an unstoppable force that they can't oppose, and that precludes them from consolidating dictatorial power.
3.5%.
3.5%. It's not that much larger a number than what we're already seeing in the streets against Trump.
Levy war against the United States.
And it's clear. Look, I don't think any governor in history has had to fight a war against the federal government every single day. Well, I said this yesterday. We've never been at war with our federal government.
Opposed by force the authority of the United States.
Minnesota will not allow our community to be used as a prop in a national political fight. We will not take the bait.
Why are people showing up in vehicles, in convoys, not just in Minneapolis, but all over the country, in an effort to obstruct lawful federal law enforcement activities?
Prevent, hinder, or delay by force the execution of any U.S. law, or seize or possess by force any property of the United States contrary to its authority.
I'm far enough away. I'm not influenced by anything.
Do you live on the street?
I don't, no.
Okay, I need you to get in your...
No, I won't.
Ma'am, I need you to leave.
It's my right to be here.
Back up out of the
I will
way.
Not.
One of our cars, yep. As well. You were too close,
you're,
right now.
No,
you were interfering.
I'm right here.
Federal investigation.
You're going to get out of my face.
You need
I'm
to back
a public
up over
citizen.
Here.
No, I won't. Tell me
you
why I'm far enough away from your investigation.
You need to back up
step,
this way.
Step beyond our cars.
Okay, don't touch me, please.
Let me say to this federal agencies and ICE, this is Oregon. We do not need you. You're not welcome. And you need to get the hell out of our community.
I don't know where people got the notion that if you disagree with our immigration laws, it is okay to oppose federal law enforcement. It is not okay. It is illegal. And if you use your car to ram a police officer or a federal agent, they're going to use deadly force. So people need to know this is not a game.
The definition of treason is explicitly defined in the U.S. Constitution, Article 3, Section 3, and codified in 18 U.S. Code 2381, consisting of levying war against the United States or adhering to the enemies of the United States, giving them aid and comfort.
No matter what you do to me, you can arrest me or not. I am going to document your illegal actions. Because if there is no accountability today, there will be accountability tomorrow.
Dude, I'm going to war. I'm going to war. I am going to war. I'm putting down the Crawler Donut and the Dunkin' Donuts beverage, and I am going to war. Mark my words, Hegseth. I'm coming for you.
Shame! Shame!
Do you have a job?
So
Do you have a job?
Shame. Shame. I'm getting paid right now. Shame.
And East 35th, but it goes at least two or three blocks.
Who are you? Who do you work for?
Thank you. Hold on. I'm sorry. We're with CNN. It's okay. Thank you. Thank you for your help. I'm sorry. I think people are getting upset.
Punishment includes death. The definition of rebellion is defined in 18 U.S. Code 2383 as an act where a person incites, sets on foot, assists, or engages in any rebellion or insurrection against the authority of the United States or its laws.
Whatever the status of your immigration paperwork, this is your city. You can agree that what is happening every day in our immigration enforcement system should not be happening, and it is unacceptable.
The terms rebellion and insurrection are used interchangeably in the statute.
It is time to fight. It is civil war time. You guys need to wake the up, stop being little bitches, and start fighting the back. It is time to fight.
The legal definition of domestic terrorism in the United States, according to federal statute 18 U.S. Code 2331, defines domestic terrorism as activities that meet all three of the following: acts dangerous to human life that are a violation of criminal laws of the United States or of any state, appear to be intended to intimidate or coerce a civilian population, to influence the policy of a government by intimidation, to affect the conduct of a government by mass destruction, assassination, or kidnapping.
And just real quickly, there are folks that are going to hear you say things like state-sponsored terrorism. You put out as a statement, literally, stop f***ing with us, was your words. These are goons. And they'll say that is raising the temperature and actually puts some of this law enforcement officers in greater danger. What do you say to that?
I said what I said.
We have to show up with guns. We have to. There's no other way around it. I don't care if I don't have a Minnesota carry permit. I'm unarmed right now, but this is the last time I show up to face these guys without a weapon. The time for peace is over. They fired the first shot. It is time to end this by any means necessary.
You should. You should run them over. You should run them over with your car, and you should do it quickly before they can shoot you.
Donald Trump, if you don't stop what you're doing, I'm going to have to get involved. And we don't want that to happen, because then the serious things are going to happen and things are going to start escalating to the point where you're going to basically get murked off the face of the earth.
Do you know how all of these holes were created? By me. I put all the holes in this. And you might be saying, but I thought you were a leftist. If you go far enough left, you start kicking ass and taking names on the right. And I'm not saying this has anything to do with anything, but ICE.
Good afternoon. Donald Trump. Today I was at the range, and it'll do your heart good to know there was a lot of women there. I was there not with my, but with the little one that I carry with me all the time, and I'm going to show you up here a little picture of what I was aiming at today. You motherfucking MAGA, you might think that we're out here just sitting around wondering what's going to happen.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but the way life has been going lately, I think it might be time to put down the f***ing crystals and pick up the f***ing Glock.
ICE is a demon!
Yeah.
They are not human beings!
And everybody's like, oh, well, they're trying to incite violence. Maybe we need to incite it too. Because being passive isn't working, baby. Clearly it's not. We're losing people left and right, babe. Maybe shoot them back.
You're gonna fucking die, bitch!
Everybody needs to take a moment for themselves to take inventory and decide where they stand on this. And we aren't all necessarily the ones that need to go and confront them, but the ones that are need to go and do so.
I don't give a damn if they burn down Target. Because Target should be on the streets with us, calling for the justice that our people deserve.
We the people need to start taking back this country, and immediately, because they have corrupt, fake-ass people in these placements like ICE that are allowed to be masked, covered, not identify, do whatever the f*** they want, and murder people without knowing who they're killing, just killing civilians. And Trump's okay with this. And it's allowing this to happen, and it's now happening all over in the Midwest.
Out of Minnesota now! Trump, you can go bye-bye too now. I've had it. I didn't do not want to live in this country like this.
I think we're going to start seeing high numbers of self-inflicted harm to the political party. One by one, they're going to start dropping.
So for those who are on the media talking about, don't burn it down, don't set it on fire, let me tell you this, we need justice and we need it now.
This is for Kristi Noem. I hope somebody puts one in the center of your forehead. And I'm not talking about a zit, bitch.
I don't really care about the consequences anymore. I don't care. We need to kill these people. They're Nazis. And the only way to stop this, let's be honest, is going to be to get violent. We got to get violent, people. And I'm tired of denying it. And I'm tired of y'all being pussies about it. Grow up. We're not going to get through this holding hands. Peaceful protest only works if your enemy has a moral obligation to listen to it. They have none. You guys are sitting there holding up signs and saying, oh, I'm mad at you. You're pathetic. Burn something.
The FBI describes domestic terrorism as violent criminal acts committed by individuals or groups to further ideological goals stemming from domestic influences such as those of a political, religious, social, racial, or environmental nature, which just so happens to be the very definition of the radical left.
If I continually see you following us, interfering with us, honking your horn, blocking our cars, you have a very high probability of making a really bad decision and being arrested today, okay?
I think I'm making exactly the right decision.
Oh, then why are you giving her a warning?
I'm giving her a warning to not interfere with what we're doing, to not make a bad decision today and ruin your life.
Well, bad decisions.
Okay, thank you.
That's funny coming from you.
Okay, alrighty. Thank you. Have a good day.
I hope you have a terrible day.
Okay, thank you.
Federal agents, ICE, HSI, are officers. They are agents of law enforcement. If you box them in with vehicles, it is reasonable for them to believe that they are being ambushed and that this could end in a deadly situation. And it's reasonable for them to use force based on those conditions. Do not box in any law enforcement officer. You are breaking the law when you do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do, yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here. A year after The Onion said they bought us, we might actually hold on and win, but regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones